There are flags flying on this holiday in front of every grave at Arlington National Cemetery outside Washington, D.C. They're small flags, more than 270,000 of them, and they were placed there last Thursday afternoon, all of them. It's the only time during the year when you will see flags on those graves. And NPR's Noah Adams reports on the people who placed them.
The Army calls it Flags In Day. It happens the Thursday before the holiday weekend starts, and it's a big military operation conducted by the 3rd U.S. Infantry, the Old Guard, which is based at Fort Myer, right next to the cemetery.
Up on the road, form it up!
About 3 o'clock, when the burials are finished for the day, the trucks bring out the big wooden crates and drop them off at each section of gravesites. Crates full of flags, the wooden stick still muddy from last year. The flags have a sharp point on top. They are pushed into the ground by hand, and it hurts.
The trick is my leather gloves, and then I got a Gatorade cap in here, so I got something to push off of. It saves your palms from getting stabbed.
Sergeant Jordan Ramsey. The hard, dry ground makes it frustrating. One soldier said, "I prayed for rain last night, but I guess it didn't go through." Staff Sergeant Orm Jenkins showed me how far from the front of the gravestone to place the flag. It's the distance of a real foot.
So what do? You put your foot up against the...
Yeah, so it's approximately like a foot away. So you don't have some, you know, real close and some real far away. Granted, my foot might be bigger than the next guy's, but at least, you know, we're making a conscious effort.
I'm Staff Sergeant Heather Tribble. Our unit is actually the Old Guard Fife and Drum Corps.
To help out with Flags In Day, other branches of the service have sent honor guards, but most of the flags are placed by the Old Guard. For Staff Sergeant Tribble, this is her 3rd year.
It's sad. Obviously, you see a lot of the older ones, you know, right next to a lot of the newer ones, some even from this year that we saw as we're going by, you know, some that weren't there in our section last year. We do the same sections every year, so it's kind of hard to think about, but it's a nice thing to do for somebody.
The women and the men in camouflage, their rucksacks full of flags, spread out over the hillsides. They are resupplied as needed. They have water. They move deliberately. About 6 o'clock, an officer hears the faint notes of a bugle and calls his company to attention.
Alpha Taps.
Taps is being played as part of a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns on a hillside at the cemetery. And by tradition here, at this sound, soldiers will stand in respect. As the day ends, I find Sergeant Michael Deems walking along with a pack of spare flags, following up. He's making sure things look good. He's by himself and has a chance to think about the cemetery, the old graves, and the new ones.
Every once in a while I'll stop. Army Captain, World War II. Find a lot of Medal of Honor winners, Purple Hearts, Bronze Star winners. Here's one buried over there, the Whiter Stone. He died in Iraq. I was there too, so.
Tomorrow, members of the Old Guard will take up the flags, and they'll go back in storage for next year's Thursday before Memorial Day. Noah Adams, NPR News.
You can hear remembrances of those who have died in the Iraq War and get a timeline of key events in an interactive feature called The Toll of War at npr.org.